This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
Several tornadoes tore through Oklahoma. Police say one woman died after her storm shelter flooded. At least a dozen others were injured. These tornadoes flattened entire neighborhoods.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Friday, May 8th, 2015. Here are your BlackAmericaWeb.com headlines. The Justice Department plans to launch a pattern or practice of investigation into the methods of the Baltimore Police Department. According to sources to CNN, the investigation requested by the city's mayor is expected to be announced officially today. This comes, of course, in the wake of Freddie Gray's death and the outrage that followed. The Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake initially appeared determined to fix the department's problems herself, but later said she would accept outside help to repair a breakdown in public trust in the city that has been rocked by the death of Freddie Gray and the aftermath there. Of course, Freddie Gray, the black man who was fatally injured in police custody. Six police officers have been charged by Baltimore's top prosecutor and the Justice Department now looking into potential civil rights violations. Here's a mother in St. Louis who is just looking for some answers. Mary Baca of St. Louis lost two daughters last week, a 20-year-old and a 15-year-old, murdered in North St. Louis around midnight, exactly 1 week before Mother's Day. The daughters were found shot to death in a vacant lot. The family says they have no idea why, and the sisters may have attended a Mayweather-Pacquiao fight, as the murders took place shortly after the fight was ending. They were among a very sad statistic that is being cited regarding the increase in female murder victims this year. And now this mother, as she faces Mother's Day without two of her children, is looking for ways to bury her children. Because
and where is this, Sid?
This is in North St. Louis. Yeah, it's a very sad situation. And still keeping Bobby Christina on the radar, Dr. Drew has weighed in on Bobby Christina Brown's medical condition and claims from her father, Bobby Brown, that she is awake and out of her coma. Now, Dr. Drew was on his CNN show and along with CNN analyst Sonny Hostin confirmed that even though Bobby has said his daughter has opened her eyes, she could still be in a vegetative state. Sonny Hostin says, according to her sources within the family, Bobby Christina is no longer in a coma and no longer sedated. However, she still does not have a tube. She still does have, rather, a tube in her throat, and her neurological condition has not changed over the past 12 weeks. And B.B. King's elder abuse case has been thrown out, but his family is vowing to keep fighting the dispute over his health and wealth, tossed out of court yesterday by a judge in Las Vegas who said two investigations found no evidence that the blues legend was being abused.
Did you see where the manager walked in with a whole stack of papers?
Yeah.
Confirming that he's being treated right by doctors?
Yes. So this is Laverne Tony, who has legal control of his affairs and came to court prepared to dispute what the family is saying.
I don't want to believe it's true, but, You hear about cases like this all the time.
So much, yeah.
So much that
even our
I hope
in
it's
our own
not
families,
true.
Yeah, absolutely.
I hope it's not true.
We do pray that it's not true.
Well, the court said it's not true, so.
But sometimes, Tom.
Sometimes, yeah, you know.
I'm just saying. Those are your headlines. I'm Sybil Wilkes.